Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience.
For an adult audience.
Love Line may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
This is Love Line.
Love Line.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight our guest is Marcia Thomason. Marcia is from Las Vegas. Not from Las Vegas, but is on Las Vegas. Yeah, when she starts talking, you'll realize she's not from Las
Definitely
Vegas.
Definitely not from Las Vegas.
She's from Ohio. I can tell. Lena, pull the mic toward you there, Marcia. Thank you.
How's that?
No. Right in there. Right. Put it right.
Yeah. Like right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
that's
very
how we
intrusive.
Like it.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Now, Marcia is from Manchester, England. And
what? They said Ohio. Kentucky.
No, I read it here. I wouldn't have guessed it. I didn't know that. But born and bred in Manchester. Went out with a girl from Hounslow once.
I did not.
I did.
Oh.
See, they all have a great sense of humor. They all have that same sense of humor. I'm telling you. It's good.
That's why she dated you.
It's like, yeah. Oh, no, Marcia?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you split your time between England and here now, right?
No, I live here.
You're here full time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, shouldn't have read that.
Scratch that off.
Okay. Good. And you work with our dear friend, Nikki Cox.
Yes, I do.
And Josh Duhamel. Molly Sims, dear friend. And James Caan, dear friend, even though I've never met him. Mm. On Vegas. And what are we in? Season 3?
2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, sorry.
It seems like... Did it replace something mid-season? Is it like 2.5 or something?
No.
I think there was a half year.
It's 1 and 6 episodes is what it is.
Is that what it is?
And we didn't replace anything. We were just there on our own.
Man, it feels like a perennial. It feels like some all-star that's been in the league for many years.
Well, that's nice.
Marcia also was in the Haunted Mansion opposite Eddie Murphy, which I didn't see, but I swore I was going to. Drew, you got kids.
Of course.
Remember Marcia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
Want to say something nice?
It's a good film.
Say something nice
about
Marcia.
I had a really brilliant American accent.
I was just thinking about that. I was thinking, I wonder if you do other accents too. You know, absolutely no way you could tell that she had a British accent.
Really?
No way. The bubble over my head, what thought bubble was, how did she do that?
Really, really good.
You know what I mean? How do you make your...
You got to be good. But how did you know? You didn't know when you were watching it that she was a British actress.
No idea. No way.
What do you think's harder, going British or going from British to Yank?
I can't imagine how you go Yank. How you even do that?
Well, like, my girlfriend used to say things like, water.
Right. Sounds so exaggerated, it sounds like they're making fun of it.
Yeah. I think she was. How do you do it? Can you give us a little?
Absolutely not.
No?
Under pressure, I'm just rubbish.
All right. Well...
give me a whole film crew, Eddie Murphy and, cameras and stuff, and I'm fine. But it's too much
pressure. All right, well, we won't look at you, but if you want to pop in and out of it throughout the night.
Okay.
Let me say something that I don't know if they have this problem in Manchester or not, but I was driving in tonight. You know how I'm going insane in general about all the graffiti everywhere?
Yes.
Because when I was growing up, there would be graffiti on... places where there should be graffiti.
Right.
Such
walls
as
of old buildings.
Walls of old buildings and alleys and things like that. I'm now seeing them on curbs and trees and rocks and
trees.
Every flat surface.
I really have.
Not even flat.
I've seen them on turtles.
Yeah.
Wildlife.
If
rocks.
If it doesn't move, it's going to get painted.
You understand that they now, like up in the hills where they have some of these big boulders and some of these areas where like there's these lookout off of Mulholland or whatever, they actually... is a crew that has to paint the rocks because people have written on them. Yeah, and you know where else? They're writing on all the freeway signs.
Yeah.
Every freeway sign. And so what you have is either the tagged freeway signs or you have the razor wire.
Yeah.
The spools of razor wire going around it. And as you drive down the freeway and you see the razor wire draping off of the freeway sign, it just makes you think, of those apocalyptic movies, there's like Escape from New York kind of movies, this is the future.
Yeah, we're there.
Somehow there's razor wire hanging off everything. And I thought, It's sort of a minor bummer. Just when you drive around, just makes you think unhappy thoughts. When you see barbed wire hanging from freeway signs and stuff, makes the place look like a sort of concrete jungle kind of thing. And I thought, and I don't know if they have that in Manchester or not. I'm sure they have graffiti.
Oh, yeah, they have graffiti.
They have to put razor on freeway signs?
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm sure we will be in about 5 years.
Oh, anything okay.
You guys are way behind.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I don't even know how they get to it. And by the way, how come no one ever seems to spot them? You never hear any of those PSAs talking about this, by the way. CHP makes an announcement every few weeks about cracking down on speeders. Yeah. They never say anything about the people.
They have. I've seen that.
You have.
TV. Yeah.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Just, you know, I forget the sort of theme, but it's, these doesn't, you know,
you got a parrot where they go, Officer Bird wants you to put down the spray can. Yeah. But they never do anything.
No.
And how many of those PSAs? You saw one when you were 9.
No, right.
You don't see them anymore.
It seemed like they had a campaign about it about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
You know what I mean? This is what I forget.
I'm just saying, they got cameras at every goddamn intersection. How about focusing on this just a little bit? Yeah. Can't stop guys from crawling up. They're well-lit signs. They're in the middle of the freeway. There's a guy standing there with a spray can. He's not a Caltrans worker.
And by the way, it's not like they're just putting a big question mark. They're works of art. They're like huge
landscapes. I'm kind of fond of graffiti artists. I'm sorry. My bad.
I know.
I'm kind of fond of the rebel.
But here's the thing. I don't mind the movie version of the graffiti artist because the guy's actually an artist. What we have is just scrawlings on these, on curbs, on rocks. It's just all over the place.
Here's where it gets me. My office is in a small office building with 4 other offices.
Yes.
You know. And in the elevator, one floor elevator to the parking lot, somebody took and put their initials in a dark, you know, non-erasable pen on the side of the elevator wall. My thinking is, what did that do?
Don't use logic.
But do you know what I mean? The impulse is becoming so pervasive now. It's like, now whatever I see an empty space, I must put a couple of letters.
It is on stop signs, on street signs, on fire hydrants.
Where people are going to see it, where it is like a sign, that's understandable. But the impulse now includes everything.
You know what? I've always thought it was like wolves or dogs, like leaving their mark.
Oh, absolutely. That's the same.
So
that's
primal.
The same impulse.
Right.
It's a very.
All I'm saying, let's start peeing
on things.
No, let's start caning.
Caning.
Let's start caning.
It's a good idea.
Cane, a nice ass whooping with a cane. I got no problem with it.
There's no graffiti in Singapore.
No. You get a nice caning.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a good caning. And then a little buggering.
We're allowed to say ass and buggering.
Yeah, well,
okay.
See, we don't know.
I feel very at home.
We don't know what buggering is.
What is buggering?
I know what buggering is.
And I think they know what buggering is.
No, I don't know what it is.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am not kidding you. Help me.
Well, it's like humping in England, except for I think, and stop me if I'm wrong. I could give you a good buggering, right? But it'd be better. It'd be more applicable if you two
gave each other a buggering.
It's a gay thing.
Obsessed with anal sex.
Yeah,
that includes the rear.
I could give you a buggering. Right, and I'm not sure. Could I give Marcia a buggering?
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
I'd take it like any port
in a storm, you know.
Pretty much.
So a buggering is like
she doesn't say buggering. She says, how do you say it?
Buggering.
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 But I'm from the north of England, remember. People in London say buggering.
They say buggering.
Thank you.
I say buggering.
Buggering is what, like, lads in the English schools, like grade nine, would do to each other.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm sure there's a lot of it going on. You went to a prep school.
Buggering doesn't include the mouth. It includes the...
No.
Yeah. You got it.
But
here's a question. Is it all butt love?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's all about the butt love.
It's all about the butt love. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, if you do it in a different cadence, it's all about the butt love. you know what I mean? It would work too. All right. Las Vegas, everyone. NBC, 9 o'clock, Monday nights. We'll get to the phones. A little caning. No big deal.
I'm with you.
Hey, listen.
Absolutely.
And by the way, here's how we sell it. It's a safety thing. It's 4 in the morning. Your kid's crawling around over the freeway. You know what I mean? It's literally hanging over the freeway. It's going to fall, go through someone's windshield.
By the way, digging through the razor wire.
Yeah. Little caning.
Or a good boogering.
Hey, not to break in again, guys, but I am.
Yeah.
Remember that guy Chaka? Do you remember Chaka from back in the day? Chaka was like one of the first ones, and he was everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like legend now that guy, he's out, but he's not allowed to have like a ballpoint pen. He's not allowed to have any kind of writing instrument at all.
Well, if you remember, he went to court, and then as he's walking out of the courtroom, tagged a bunch of things.
He couldn't help himself. He was Chaka.
Oh, crazy stuff.
Yeah. We went and busted a kid for tagging our garage once.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a bad movie for this poor kid. We walked down aside. We were living in North Hollywood. We walked down our garage. It said Egbert on the back of our garage. And huge,
Egbert.
In huge
That's
letters.
Rubbish.
Egbert is a booger.
In huge letters. It said Egbert. Yeah. And so we were outraged. We're like, who did this? So we knew hooligans throughout the city. I know, but Well, we're going to get to that.
So you and Huggy Bear got out in the street.
All my friends, we jumped in our car, and we went to this one guy's house who's like this kind of quasi-gangbanger guy, sort of knew everything. And while we're going to his house, we saw him driving away. So we followed him for like 4 or 5 miles. Eventually, my friend Snake yelled at him, and he got scared, and he pulled over. And we grabbed him, and they said, who's Egbert? And he said, this guy named Greg Besner. And I said, Greg Besner? I know his brother, Stuart Besner. And they said, I know where he lives. We went over to the dude's house.
How did he know?
I know. It's North Hollywood. It's not big. Knocked on the guy's door. His mom answered. Said, what's up? Said, I think your son did some graffiti. He said, oh, he's in the shower. And then the dad said, yeah, I'm missing some cans of paint from the whatever. Oh. I sat out in the living room.
Oh, my God.
This was the following morning. He went out, did the tagging Saturday night. This is Sunday morning.
Wow.
They're like, Greg, get in here. He comes out. He's like drying his head off with a towel. Yeah, Mom. He says, Stan, there's a bunch of strangers in his living room. And her mom goes, did you tag on this guy's garage last night? And he goes, yeah. And they started yelling at him. And that was it. But I thought to the guy, like, this guy, what crazy justice he must have thought. Like, one night, he's out the night before tagging a random alleyway 5 miles away from his house. The following day, there's a bunch of people sitting in his living room.
But that scene, for me, highlights the thinking that people have in our culture about the normalcy of deviance. It's like, he's a normal kid. He's a normal guy. I sat in his living room. His mom just, that's a normal family. The guy's an a-hole. This is why the neighbors describe the murderer next door as a great guy.
Yeah.
Because they really don't, people are not, don't assess one another. They don't know how to do that.
Well, it wasn't a gang or anything. I knew his older brother, and he painted the whole alley. No, he's not a gang now.
Well, but he's a mess now.
No, we intervened, and we nipped him in the bud.
No, he's got to be.
Oh, please. I've done worse than what he did. It's just
like
wasn't
right.
Oh, get into that.
Like what? Boogering? Boogering?
A little boogering. All right, come on, Drew. Let's go. Let's
right,
focus.
Break it down.
Let's
go
do
on.
The show. Let's break it down. Marsh, clap your hands now. Let's go. Here we go. All right.
She's never played football, so she wouldn't appreciate
it. Well, they play
American football.
Yeah. No, I don't play American football. I play soccer.
Let me tell you something about soccer.
You must choke on that word.
Soccer. Yeah, I don't say
it. You don't like it.
We call it football.
Football over across the pond there is fine, except for in American football, we get fired up. You know what I mean? Guys, they get in a circle. They start
going,
yeah, they start yelling at each other. They start smacking each other in the head. They bang each other in the head. And they start screaming about their house and no one comes into our house and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they go nuts. They get themselves worked up into a fever pitch and then lose oftentimes. But they get completely worked up. And you guys, you don't have to break it down. You know, they get a hand in. Let's go now. Let's get fired up. Come on now. Let's go, Marcia!
I think they do. I think they just do it in the privacy of their own dressing room.
Oh, no.
Maybe we're just not as ostentatious.
Well.
And what's with the clothes, anyway, America?
Which clothes?
The headgear, the pads, the butt pads, the everything.
I see.
No wonder they're all running at each other, because they're so protected.
Well, the butt pads are for the boogering.
To avoid the boogering.
Avoid it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Christy?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
what's up?
I just want to start off saying, I started reading your guys' book that you made a couple of years ago. It's really funny. A lot of good information, too.
All right. Thanks, your baby doll.
Yeah, all my friends think it's really funny, too. But,
good.
So on Monday, I was having sex with my boyfriend, and I guess the condom broke towards the beginning. He didn't, have time to, come or anything.
He was?
It broke, and then,
he didn't have time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was before he could do that. It was about 15. We noticed that it was broken about 15 seconds after it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know, could that endanger me getting pregnant or not?
Well, he didn't ejaculate, right?
No.
And how long had you been having sex before it broke?
Excuse me?
How long had you been having sex before it broke?
15 seconds.
About 5 minutes.
No, it was 15 seconds after it broke, they noticed it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know? I know, Drew picked something up for the first time, but wait a second. How do you notice something 15 seconds after it happens if you didn't notice it when it happened? How do you know when it happened?
It just feels different. They feel sync. Like, hey, I know, but pulls it out. Oh, I see. But
that would be immediate.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe it's like getting a flat tire for the first
eighth
of a mile. You think you're running on rough road.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
All right.
Christy?
Yeah.
The reality is you're probably okay, but as you know, there are emissions that can come out before ejaculation. So if you want to be completely safe, you want to take that morning after pill. That
it's too late, though. It's been over 3 days now.
Well, tonight it's 3 days. It was a Monday, right?
That's right.
Monday,
you're not going to get pregnant.
But you can take that up to 5 days. You're supposed to take it within 3 for it to be optimally effective, but you can take it up to 5. So,
Marcia, they have that in England, that morning after pill?
Happen, they do.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Now, not the abortion pill, the morning after pill.
Different. Right.
Right.
Okay. They have it over the counter.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
They have it over the counter?
Mm-hmm.
In England.
Wish I'd known that.
They do. Yeah. They're just more evolved over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they tend to do what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're here like a native tribe. We got a lot of superstitions and stuff. They just sort of read a book, look at some data, and then do what makes sense.
Right. We have to stand by historical
I don't know
ideas,
what we have to stand
ideologies,
by. Here's the problem with this country. Here's why you should have never moved here, Marcia. there's a handful of a-hole loudmouths that sort of run it. You know, it's really, the 90% of the country sort of decent.
Trying
to get through their lives. And then there's the letter writers who write letters
and
complain.
Sewers, people that sue.
And they bring lawsuits. And so the country's basically, they're the sand that gets dumped into our gears. We have others, a magical labyrinth of gears. Everything works fine. And just a teaspoon of that sand and everything starts getting clogged up and not running well. Mm-hmm. And then everyone, and by the way, then we all fall under suspicion. Oh, it's like the airport. Man, we all got to get strip searched. Hey, old lady, take your shoes off. You know, couple of a-holes, boom, stops everything, right?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Oh, caning. Got to start the caning.
Yeah, we really do.
Start caning people who write bad letters.
Yeah.
Caning taggers. Caning guys that don't turn right on the red when it's clear.
Yeah. Light
just caning.
Light caning.
Just a caning.
Why don't you just get your own cane and start whacking people?
Okay. Huh? Okay. All right. You're going first, though, Drew.
All right.
I get a cane.
That's something I love about America, by the way, that you can turn right on a red as long as it's clear.
Yeah, it's too bad.
We don't do that in England. I mean, we'd have to do the left, what with us driving on the wrong side of the road and everything.
Right.
But
correct.
I love that.
I do, too, and it's
God
too bad.
God bless America.
Too bad.
Not all America does that.
Too bad only 20%
really?
Of the population knows that.
That's a state-by-state law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of it have adopted it, but I think Massachusetts still does it.
No, there's plenty. New York doesn't have it.
They don't?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, which is great for us because it's nothing but people from other states who you're driving behind who are here on vacation. Of course, are adhering to the rules of whatever the state they've been driving in for the last 40 years. What about a little ad campaign for that, too, huh?
Yeah.
A little something?
I think Marcia hasn't gotten the idea. She hasn't really been exposed to how different state-by-state mores, attitudes, laws are.
Yeah. Like we don't.
Each state's very different.
We're wacky over here. Like you know, Hawaii, you can have sex with a 9-year-old.
No state taxes in Nevada.
In Vermont, they have to be in their 40s before they can have sex. Right. I mean, it's all over the place.
Sodomy's no good
in
some states.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. It's like, well, horse racing's legal here, but dog racing isn't legal here, but we can play Pai Gow poker here, but we can't play 21, but we can't bet on football, but we can play the lottery. You want to play lottery? Well, we don't have it in this state. You go to state, they got Indian games.
It's bad here in this state. It's bad.
Oh, it's bad. It's clearly wrong.
Bad.
It's clearly wrong.
Illegal.
As wrong as the right-hand turn is in New York is as wrong as dog racing is here. It's stupid. And then there's the states where it's like, well, we can't gamble on land, so we'll take a riverboat and we'll put it on pylons and we'll park it in the parking lot and we'll pour a teaspoon of water around it. Then you can go gamble on that. There's some water around it. What's wrong with this country? here's how this country works. People make retarded rules, and then people work around those rules with stupid things. And that's where you get the barge that's moored out in the lake, so you got to go gamble on the barge.
Where's that then?
Mississippi,
yeah. You got them like Kansas City, place like that.
Mm.
Let me show you my United States. You know what I mean?
Really?
I can show you around.
Really?
We just travel around while I complain.
He might try to booger you, though.
Light boogering every once
There'll
in a while.
There'll be no boogering.
Light boogering, just a gas boogering. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this tank ain't filling itself, baby. That's all I'm saying. light boogering, but mainly in education. Here's the Grand Canyon. Oh, I'll take you out to Lake Powell. We'll go to Yosemite. Show you, like, half dome, bent over. But like 20 minutes. We've covered a lot of miles. Yeah. Just a boogering tour. It'd be awesome. No, really, I'll take you to Mississippi.
Thanks.
That's boogering country, too, by the way.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Mark Twain used to write books about boogering. Famous author. I'll tell you. I don't want to spoil it.
Save it.
Let me show you my America.
Okay.
All right? Then it's off to England for some more boogering.
Another call.
Oh, okay.
One more call here.
All right. All right. Come on,
Drew. Lisa, 18.
Hello? Lisa?
Yes?
18. What's up?
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. A few nights ago.
Well, you're lucky.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, what's going on? Here we go.
Okay.
Break it down. Yeah.
Woo!
So a few nights ago, I was at my friend's house, and we were getting stoned, and we drank. And I guess, I don't remember, but the guy, he told me that he took advantage of me.
You don't remember? So you drank so much you blacked out?
I fell asleep.
Oh, you drank so much that you fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
You passed out.
You passed out, and you were sufficiently deeply unconscious that somebody could have sex with you and you wouldn't wake up?
He said he tried to have sex with me, but it wouldn't go in. But he said...
Why do you think he told you that?
Because I've known him for a really long time. Like, we've been friends since, like, middle...
All the more reason why I wouldn't tell you. Yeah.
And why do you think you didn't wake up if you only drank a little bit?
I didn't... No, I drank a lot.
Yeah, you were completely... You were alcohol poisoning.
You were
unconscious.
Did you throw up?
No.
Okay. And so, what's the question?
So, like, today, as I just got done peeing and then I wiped myself, there was some weird, like, goopy, a little clunk of, like, goopy stuff.
And, clunk like, of goopy stuff, like, yeah.
Is your period coming up?
Huh?
Is your period coming up?
Is what?
Is your period
All right,
soon?
Listen, I'm just like talking to a quaalude.
Yeah, it's past. Well, she holds it just half a beat long enough to make you
uncomfortable. All right, what's wrong with her? Is she angry?
I think it's past progression.
Something up? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but
she's just stoned.
Yeah, all right, here's the deal.
The guy didn't do anything, so.
Well, all right, here's the
deal. Or maybe he did.
Here's that approach. Right, maybe he did.
Did he apologize at least?
Well,
I'm gonna find out.
Alcohol consumption is a sufficient problem or concern that you really need to look at that.
Yeah.
If you're blacking out at 18, that if you have family history of alcoholism, I would seriously look at that. Number two, you may have had sex with a guy. You got to get that morning after pill. There's a discharge now. The discharge you're describing, hang on.
Why would he bring it up?
I don't know. But the fact is, though, she has a funny discharge, although the way the discharge you're describing is not one that is typically that of an infection. Usually they're either yellow or malodorous or thin, milky discharge that we work with.
All right, hold on. Lisa.
Yes.
I need you to pick up the pace here. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Were you ever victimized, abused growing up?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And what, sexual abuse?
No.
Physical abuse?
Yes.
You got a caning and a light boogering?
Basically.
All right, who physically abused you, your dad?
No.
Mom?
Huh? Yes,
Mom? Mom beat you.
Your mom beat you.
All right.
That's why
we're not getting that horrible hostility that we're used to. We're just this
getting
is
under
kind of,
something angry yeah, something, about her, right. Something off about her.
Right. Okay.
All right,
well,
so
the deal is you've been victimized. You probably have freeze response when people threaten you. And God knows when you're intoxicated, that makes that all even worse.
Yeah, and this guy is not your friend.
Okay.
But you need to go to Planned Parenthood or see a doctor just to make sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, if he comed in me and...
No.
That's not what you found, no.
I don't think so, because he wouldn't have said anything to you,
But he may have been in you, and that'd be enough to
I don't think he was.
And enough to make you pregnant.
Why would he bring it up? All right. Anyway, this guy's a borderline criminal, Lisa. You don't need to be hanging out with him, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A little therapy for the beating your mom gave you.
That's what I'm saying. So if she gets involved in the system, let them look at her and maybe refer her. So.
Well, I've got, guys see chicks passed out in this country, and it's like a bear just seeing a station wagon parked with the window cracked open or something.
Basket.
Yeah. What's going on in there?
Yeah.
See what I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible country. Horrible. Marcia Thomason is here tonight. Marcia's from the show Las Vegas Monday night.
We'll be leaving on a tour of America, Adam's America.
That's right.
Shortly after the show.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to start, ironically,
Las Vegas.
Toward Vegas.
I knew that's where you're going.
Actually, we might go through Palm Springs.
Yeah,
we'll do a little gambling. You know, we're going to go to a Hadley's date farm. Going to get you a date shake. Set the mood. And then
look at the thermometer in Zizix.
Oh, yeah. The world's biggest thermometer over there.
The world's biggest thermometer.
You actually haven't been to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I have been to Las Vegas.
You haven't driven there.
You got to drive there. Yeah. Hey, I haven't shown you my Vegas.
Yeah. That's right.
You've seen your Vegas. Yeah. I got to show you my Vegas.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Marcia Thomason is here tonight. She's in a little show called Las Vegas, second season on NBC. Monday nights. 9 o'clock. James Caan, weird guy, strange guy?
No, he's brilliant. I love him. And often, you know, you get asked about your co-stars and you have to lie a little bit.
Sure.
But this is one person I don't have to lie about.
Really? The rest of them just lie about, though. So
yeah. Yeah. Josh Duhamel, yeah, you got to lie your ass off with that kid.
No.
Yeah, so Caan, he seems, I don't mean this in a bad way, but he seems a little nutty. Is he nutty? Is he a little nutty?
Yeah, he is a little nutty, but we all are, I think. I don't think he's anymore. And I think he's been nutty. I think he's
calmer
phase.
He's recovering nutty, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
He's on the other side of, like, Nut Mountain.
Nutville.
I have so much fun working with him. He's such a laugh, yeah.
It's kind of nice, actually, to catch guys, especially. Most guys start mellowing in their 30s, but then nutty guys have a lot of energy well into their 50s. But then if you can catch them a little bit past that... They're just experienced now. They're just seasoned. They were nuts 5 years ago.
They got lots of good stories.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great raconteur. He's got great stories.
He had someone like a fall off the balcony of his condo or something.
Really?
There's someone who jumped out of his balcony and died like eight years ago.
And
Westwood.
It's a woman, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it says. Somebody.
Yeah, I remember that.
Don't ask him about that. I'll get uncomfortable.
Hey, speaking about jumping out of a balcony after someone, last night we had a Christy Canyon in here, and John from System of the Down called in and offered up Adam a few of her classics.
Yeah, yeah.
And Adam, if you cue up the sound of the paddlefoot.
I never did get hold of John from System of a Down yesterday. No, so if, I'm going to give him a buzz. He's going to Vegas. He's going to Vegas today.
Go, now.
I got to go.
All right.
Are they done with that bullet train? Yeah. Where's the bullet train? You know, so anyway, he's in Vegas. He's not going to be back for a few days.
Has he already left?
I got to call him.
I'm going tonight, so I can grab it.
You left? Oh.
If he brings it with him, I can
find
bring it back.
Him, and then I'm going to need you to keister it and mule it back. I know there's no border between here and there, but they do have that backyard fruit sign.
No, but if he's already left, then it's too late. But if he hasn't left, pack it up.
He's already left. I think he said he was leaving for Vegas today.
Are we going to Vegas after the show?
Yeah, oh yeah, well, yeah. No, absolutely.
Now, another part of Adam's...
we got a VCR in our room.
Oh yeah.
I got to do what I got to do.
We're sharing a room.
Yeah. But don't worry.
Where else are you gonna bugger?
I'm gonna be caught up in the VCR.
All right. So don't worry.
Yeah, you'll be in the shower. I'll be buggering myself.
Buggering the VCR.
I can do it. Now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I want to know when they're going to finish that bullet train to Vegas. They've been working on it since I was in high school.
Any minute.
It would be awesome.
Any minute.
So you live out in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And in Vegas, it's not filmed in Vegas, but some of it's filmed in Vegas. Or exteriors shot, like the pool has to be shot in Vegas, right?
No.
No?
No, they shoot that in Marina Del Rey.
Wow. Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's all an illusion.
Wow.
It's just a mirage.
I would have thought that the pool, you know, it seemed like a tough one to fake. Must be a nice hotel in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, and I can't remember which hotel it is, actually, but we shoot at all different hotels.
Oh, really?
Different pools, different exterior, yeah.
Right, so nothing in Vegas.
We go there every now and then. We went there for one hideous week in August.
Oh,
exteriors.
Oh, 170 degrees.
Yeah, it was vile.
I know.
It's so funny. You cut to the interiors and everybody's really glamorous, and then we walk out the doors and you cut to the exteriors and we're just dripping.
It's a glass furnace.
Yeah.
I know, because I had explained that to one of my cab drivers when I flew in into somewhere around August, 119 degrees. And he was like, whenever they hear you from L.A., they start talking smack. Every cab driver who's in Vegas used to live in L.A., and they're like, Yeah, I used to live out in L.A., but, you know, gang violence, mudslides, torrential rains, corrosive smog, earthquakes, and potential for terrorist attack. I moved. I'm like, hey, A-hole, yeah, I'm going back in 14 hours, you understand? I got a house there. So I didn't move out here. You understand? I didn't move into the Bellagio. I'm going for a night, and then it's back to the home where the family is in the dreadful Los Angeles. Don't talk. What kind of decorum is that? Talk about how horrible it is. But then they go... And by the way, no one has any kind of pride or any kind of decorum when it comes to Los Angeles. Like, if somebody says, oh, I'm from Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, I hear it's nice. Yeah. You try to muster something.
No, LA people just hang their heads.
People are like, yeah. Oh, what a dive. Yeah. What happened? Oh, yeah. What's going on? You got to get out of there. So, so we're driving. She's telling me what a dump Los Angeles is. And I said, okay, albeit. It may be a dump, but... if this cab breaks down, we die. You understand? We can't walk 200 yards right. to the hotel. Right. Buzzards will be circling us. You understand?
Right.
Okay, so at least we don't die if the cab breaks down. We might get shot halfway home, but we don't die of exposure.
It's funny because telling people you live in L.A. in England has the exact opposite effect. They're like, you do? Oh, my goodness, that's so glamorous.
Oh,
wow.
They think you live like
in Did you actually go to Melrose Place? What's it like? Yeah. Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all they know.
Yeah.
I could show them my L.A.
No.
Let me show you my North Hollywood.
Your Van Nuys?
I'll show you my Van Nuys, too.
Adam is special music, Encino? Too. Yeah. Adam loves this certain kind of music.
Yeah. This is what we're going to be listening to, by the way, as we crisscross this great country of ours on our extended road trip.
Let's get to have a little
No, taste. I'm just going to give her a little.
Okay,
let's
little
give taste. A little hint. Yeah, give us a little taste. Exclusively. This is all we listen to. Yeah. That's all we listen to for thousands of miles. I just want you to know.
I don't get it.
That's my music. That's my rules.
I hankering. We got to play.
It's my car. No.
Gotta play.
This is
no,
a car.
No,
play.
No we're not.
You,
we're taking
me.
Some calls. So later on, we'll play my accordion countdown. It's a game that's sweeping the nation. I'm surprised it hasn't made it over
How
to England
long
yet.
After the music starts, before the accordion kicks in.
It's interesting.
Wow.
It's strong.
Wow, we're going to have fun.
I was soundly beat by porn star last night.
Yeah.
And then Drew beat her.
Killed you guys.
Yeah. Drew destroyed us with like 3 seconds. Liz?
Yeah, hi.
What's up? 26.
Yeah, I'm 26. I was talking to some friends recently, and I actually kind of have over the past several years, and I've talked about, you know, the subject of masturbation has come up, and it's come to my attention that I think it might be kind of strange.
Right, hold on. Speaking
hold
of
on,
masturbation,
Liz. Hold on a second, Liz. Hold on.
John from System of a Down is calling. John?
Yo!
What's happening? Are you in
I'm
Vegas yet?
I'm calling you straight from the Crazy Horse 2 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
did somebody call you and tell you we were talking about you?
Somebody called me and said you were lying in a car, so I called in.
Did
you know I was in Vegas? Did I tell you that yesterday?
Yeah, you did. All right.
Well, here I am.
Hold on.
Hey!
There
you go.
Well, very enthusiastic.
You're in the Crazy Horse 2 in Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, Nevada, my friend. My favorite strip joint in Nevada. Crazy
Beautiful.
Horse
yeah. Well, John, I'm going to send Ziggy out there to pick up the tape.
No. You got to come out yourself.
All right. I'm going to need him to get...
I'd be more happy to see Ziggy.
All right, now you're coming back in a couple days?
Maybe.
I'm glad to hear you guys are working hard at that new album.
Yeah.
You guys are really putting time in.
I deserve a break like anybody else does.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just over there partying?
Huh?
All right. You're just having a good time in Vegas. No work? You guys aren't playing or anything?
No. Tonight is one of my good friend's bachelor parties.
Perfect.
And, sorry, sweetie.
It just bit a nipple.
He just boogered someone by mistake.
Yeah. You better tip
anyway,
her
look.
Right, John.
All right, you be back.
All right, John, get back to the boogering. We appreciate the call. Give my love to all the crazy horsians over there. And God bless you for calling in.
You know I will, and it's funny how things get around, huh? I got a phone call in right away.
That's right. Well, thanks, buddy.
It's an emergency. If you want to tell Ziggy just to go to my house and get it.
We're good,
John. I was this close to sending up the jack signal, but we'll just use the cell phone. That's the way to go. Thanks, buddy.
Show, porn emergency.
Yeah, having a porn emergency. Yeah. Wow, that is wonderful. Yeah. Cell phone. Technology. Tell you what. All right, where are we? We're talking to Liz.
Poor Liz, you broke in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, bachelor parties are great because it's really the bachelor party of whoever has the most money. You know what I mean? What I mean is technically one guy's getting married. Mm-hmm. But
the quality of the operation
the guy's getting married is usually, well, he's getting married. Mm. He's of that mindset. You know what I mean? There's always a guy who's 5 years older and who's never been married, who has a ton of cash on him. Right. It turns into his bachelor party. Right. Plus, the guy's getting married, he's getting married.
Right.
He can get a little whipped with a feather duster, but he can't go in the next room and, you know, do the buggering thing.
Whatever.
Then there's a guy who's divorced who's just sold his .com business, got tons of money, he's ready to go. Oof. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys will take over other guys' bachelor parties.
That's so funny.
They'll get drunk, they'll just make a trip by the ATM, and next thing you know, it's their bachelor party. Yeah, it's good times.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mm. Liz?
Yeah.
26?
Yep.
Nothing worse than a pathetic bachelor party.
What's that mean?
Just a sad one. You know, a bunch of guys. I went to a bachelor party once where it's like literally the guy, well, this is my accountant, and this is my pool guy. And this is like the bachelor party of the guy who doesn't really have any friends.
We have a term for that in England. Billy no mates.
Oh, Billy no mates.
Billy no
mates.
Yeah,
he's got no mates.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
But this guy's got mates. They're just boring mates.
No, they're not.
His accountant and his manager.
Yeah, they're not his mates.
Billy boring mates.
They're on the payroll. Yeah, they're on the payroll. Stop being so contrarian all the time. He's got no mates. He's got guys who work for him.
Right.
They have to show up. They're on the payroll.
Got it.
Oh, my God. It is. We all just sat around. You know, you'd sit in a room, you'd drink like a lukewarm beer, and it's like we went to a strip club.
How did you fit into it?
I was going to say, who do you work
with? Who are you?
Who was I? I think I was the guy's dentist. I'm not sure. No, I was the guy's friend. I think I was the guy's only friend, and everyone was like a wuss, and they just sat on their hands and their wallets.
Comedy
and
writer?
Go home early.
Comedy writer.
No, this is years ago. Oh. This is like 15 years ago. Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, but enough.
It was your bachelor party.
No, mine was good.
Yeah,
Drew wasn't there. That's why it was good.
Yeah, but I'm still upset about that bachelor party.
Yeah, very upset.
No, you know why? Because it was like Friday afternoon, and Jimmy goes, "All right, we're going to Tahoe." It's like, oh, bye, bye, bye.
No, you got, listen.
I got like a 5-day warning on that one.
Please.
Seriously.
Puss. You promised me you'd go.
I wanted to go.
If I ever got married. Puss.
I wanted to go.
Screw you.
I mean, create another one for you?
Yes.
All right.
Liz?
We'll do a baby shower for you.
No.
That will include a bachelor party.
Liz?
Yeah.
You're 26?
She's 28 now.
Yeah, by now I've gained a couple years.
No, all right, hold on. Seriously, we got to go to break, though. You're all right. All right. Marsha's smart ass. They're all smart over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I like them. Yeah, they're saucy. They spar with you. You know, they're minxes over there. They're sharp. They got a good brain over in England.
They develop the brain.
They develop it early.
Yeah. And they have a little sharp tongue over
there. Respect for the language.
That's right. Yeah. Here it's like, oh, hey, dude. I got girls calling other girls dude. And they're like, he done cummed in me, dude. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break.
We'll get to Liz in a second.
We'll get to Liz in a second. Marcia, hang tight. We're Vegas, by the way, on NBC, Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Marcia Thomason is here tonight from Las Vegas, NBC, 9 o'clock, Monday night. And, Carrie Elwes is coming in next week, who I've never met, I don't think. Jimmy Eat World's coming in, and we think, what's her name is coming in? Who's coming in? What's her name? Osborne. Kelly Osborne.
Kelly Osborne.
Yeah. Carrie, I never know how to say his last name. Elwes.
He's English.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of my lot.
He's a good-looking kid. It's been a lot of good movies, and I always want to meet him.
Huh.
Never met him. Drew, any thoughts?
Uh-uh.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
You've seen The Princess Bride.
Come on, buddy. Princess Bride?
He's the good-looking the guy.
He's the princess.
He's the princess.
I mean, he's the bride.
He's married.
I mean, he's... You know what I'm saying.
He plays Julie Andrews.
He's the dude.
Okay.
Come on,
he's the
Drew.
Prince.
Come on. You know what I'm talking. You've seen the guy, right?
Probably.
Yeah, true. You know, any celebrity who like took an elevator trip with you would just get out and kill himself.
Yeah.
It's just when you're feeling pretty good about your career, there's Drew, huh? And you do what? So you do? So you're the assistant to the? No, I am the guy. Oh, okay.
By the way, that same guy would say, yeah, I've done your show 3 times.
Yeah. All right. Pray you don't run into Drew somewhere.
I'm just going to ignore him.
Ignore him, please.
Don't think I'm ignoring you.
No. Yeah, there's trouble.
Oh, that's all right then.
Liz?
Yeah.
You're 26?
I am 26.
All right, you began masturbating by having an orgasm at age 9.
Yeah, I done cummed when I was 9, if you can believe that.
Nine. And you want to know if that's normal.
Well, and I was also wondering, I guess it probably makes sense because I developed really early and got my period right around then, like fourth grade.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, so, and ironically, I was a major tomboy and didn't want to have anything to do with it at the time, but I wonder if it was just hormonal or if I'm just, I don't know. I've talked to people and
you got to understand that the women's orgasmic response is all over the place. Some women never have orgasm, can't masturbate.
No, I mean,
most don't have with intercourse.
Yeah.
You're one of these folks that it probably is pretty easy for you. You're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky. Right. And of course, it's going to turn, this whole system is sort of coming online when the hormones are coming on. Now, for many women, again, the orgasmic function doesn't occur until maybe 10 or 15 years later. It just doesn't
I've talked to so many people, who aren't even able to orgasm or who never have, no matter what,
More importantly, don't. They can't with masturbating because it doesn't make sense, doesn't seem right.
Or intercourse or oral or anything.
All right, hold on. Is it coming on earlier? Are, you know, periods coming on earlier?
No, they're not. Now? People believe they are, but if you actually look at the data, it's the pre-period changes, the hair growth and the breast growth. Which is actually mediated not by the ovaries, but by the adrenal gland.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be more of an indicator of stress than any kind of hormone circulating.
Kids growing up too fast.
Or under stress.
Yeah.
Trauma.
They're like worrying about their weight. They're worrying about their grades. They're worrying about terrorism.
They're in destroyed families, getting sexually abused, getting the crap beat out of them.
True. Don't judge. We can't judge.
It's just a cultural thing.
We can't judge.
Cannot judge.
Impossible.
It's all beautiful.
The point is this then brings on the breasts and the hair and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Meanwhile, the period is starting when it starts.
Sorry, 11, 12 usually.
All right.
And that's where it's been for like 200 years.
All right.
That's more of a nutritional
issue. Those are prime pedophile years, by the way.
The 8 to 12?
The boobs can't coming in, the period's not. Nice. I know it sounds, I'm not a pedophile.
But you're a practical man.
I realize we have a lot listening to the show, I feel. And then what about menopause? Is that set back further? Is that coming off at the same time? What about people being in better shape, living longer? You know what I mean? Like back in the day, if, menopause meant you died 5 years later.
Well, the menopause was sort of genetically programmed to occur around the time of a life expectancy.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, we just weren't.
Oh,
we just
yeah, because, yeah,
go
you're done. You're,
yeah, or if you went to 30, it was a big deal.
We can't get another harvest out of your field, sweetie. You're going in the ground.
Yeah.
Huh. And now you're
we
just
live way past that.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I got my period for the first time in the theater.
In the theater?
I was 14. I was in the theater. I was in a white costume.
Oh my!
Really?
But I love that I was in the theater. That's a great story.
You were on the stage, or you
no,
were?
No, I was
watching
on the stage. I was in the. I went to the restroom and I was like,
"Uh oh,
what just what?"
And you're in a white. When you say a white,
I was playing
costume.
A sailor.
Oh really?
I was in a white costume.
Oh man!
And it was the matinee performance, and we had a late night performance, which happened once in the whole run of the show.
And you were.
And
there.
I had to wear the costume again later. It was a huge disaster.
Oh wow. Wow, it's like a tampon commercial.
I was clearly meant to be an actor.
South Pacific.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing
what
like
were you
a
doing
nothing
in the world. Yeah. What the? Yeah, I kind of remember that. What were you doing? I mean, what was the production?
It was a pantomime. You guys don't do pantomimes,
do pantomime.
We
do pantomime.
What, at Christmas time?
Pantomime?
No. A pantomime's like a show that they have. They run from November through February, and it's like a Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids go, and it's like high camp. There are like men dressed up as women. Mm-hmm. They play the dames. So I think it was Dick Whittington that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman plays Dick
right.
in high boots. It's
right.
very saucy.
Right.
And then there's usually a big fat man mm-hmm. playing Dick's mother or something.
Now, is pantomime, like, well, I think of pantomime...
He's behind you.
Marcel,
you
know, Marceau is
is trapped in the box, right?
No, that's not pantomime.
No.
I'm not being very eloquent.
It's a sort of farcical comedy.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, it's for kids. It's like, did you see where my cat went? And then the cat's behind him, and then they turn around, and the audience are like, he's behind you, because it's for little kids.
Right.
And they turn around, and they go, I can't see... You know, it's like...
Right.
High camp.
No,
I was a sailor on my period.
No. Now it's
funny. It's funny.
Kids
you're
love
on your beard.
Kids love the men.
Where is it? It's behind.
Where's your tampon? It's at home. Go get it. All right. We got to take a break. Wow. Very eye-opening stuff. Eye-opening. Marcia Thomason is here tonight from Las Vegas, a fabulous Las Vegas hit TV series, that is, not the city. Monday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back with more grotesque revelations from Marcia. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got good old American gumption over here. You know, we roll up our sleeves. We don't sit around and talk about stuff. We do it. You know what I'm saying? Marcia Thomason is here tonight. She is from the hit TV series, Las Vegas.
Would basically sort of say that we are capable of talking about things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is true. Monday, 9 o'clock, NBC, we're just talking about, you know, how impressive England is and the educational system and all that kind of stuff. But it is interesting that this country probably does things a little less in theory and actually knows a little less about what they're doing but tends to want to go out and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people who are sort of this country never been accused of sort of living up in their heads too much or over theorizing. They just like to go do stuff.
Are you saying that's what we do in England? Because we can take this outside right now.
Well,
I'll roll up my sleeves and show you how we get things done.
I think we should do a test here by sort of. Yeah. Matching wits in a game.
Oh
really?
Yes. Oh. Think?
Yeah. Yank against Brent.
Yes, let's go.
I'm not into this at all.
This is a good game. You're gonna like this game. This is a game that when you go back to England, you're gonna bring this with you, and I predict we'll catch on. Like, you know, once in a while, back in the day, like a rat would stow away in the hold of a ship and then just go infect in a totally different continent or something. That's what this game is gonna be like for England. You understand?
Okay.
This is going to be the infected roach in your cargo when you go back there.
A little skeptical, but here we go.
No, you're going to enjoy this. You're going to enjoy this. We have music out here called Ranchero music. And it's
indigenous music.
It's beautiful symphonic music. Everyone loves it. Everyone. And it's got a lot of accordion in it.
Maybe you should give an example of what your house sounds like when you guys are working around the house so she understands this.
Someone might say too much. Yeah, let me give you a little taste of the music.
And so Adam is working at his house all the time.
You don't have this in England. You guys aren't evolved enough for this. But we have it here.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Wow. That's the accordion. Yes. Now, the question is stop it, Michelle, please.
I want to hear the version of your house, too. I love that imitation and what it's like.
Do you want to know what it sounds like in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. I got to set the mood.
Okay.
I got to set the mood. Here's the thing. I've been building my house for about a year and a half. I have a lot of my Latino brethren over at the house, building the house. They enjoy the ranchero music. And they start about 7:30. I come rolling down about 9. And then usually see something that I told them not to do that angers me.
That is all your workers, whether they're Caucasian or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You do that too.
I don't know. I mean, I'm equally abusive. I don't look at skin color.
Yeah, right.
I just look at work, and then I start abuse. But so I'm in my bathrobe. They've been going at it for 2 hours, usually in the wrong direction. And
they've been going at it.
Here's no boogering.
Okay.
And here's what it sounds like.
Come downstairs in the garage.
All right, Ozzy, come here. Ozzy, I thought we talked about. I thought that you're using semi gloss. I said if you're gonna go with an oil base, you gotta go with the oil base. Right. But turn it down. Turn it off. Turn it off. That's what it sounds like.
Every morning.
Every morning. It starts creeping in and starts just destroying the cells in your brain.
Slowly losing the
cells. And you realize, you go from like, huh, what's that, to incredibly annoyed in just about 10 seconds.
So.
All right. Now, the game. We play the song, and this is called Ace's Accordion Countdown. You tell us, after Michelle randomly cues it up, how long before we hear the accordion? I got the clock here. Drew, you want? Yeah.
I'm just going to randomly give you a number.
Yeah, give us a number.
Just what you think.
How many seconds or minutes or hours before you hear the accordion?
8 seconds.
Eight seconds.
It's good.
That's solid. Yeah. May play this before another show,
well,
so I don't know.
She may not be a ringer. She may be a ringer. She may be a ringer.
Maybe I'm not even English.
Maybe
I'm
from
Kentucky.
She's a weird nan on a show.
Keep the bets going.
All right, let's go. Drew, what do you got? 1 second. Oh, because it can go immediate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys might go 9 seconds. I'm going high. I'm going 14 seconds.
Ooh.
I'm going 14.
Just
now, hold on.
Right?
Hold
just
on.
Impress.
Just impress.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you ready? You're randomly queued up, and action.
It's the same song.
Nope.
They just don't sound the same.
We're seven seconds. Oh, there it is. All right,
eight.
Nine.
It was eight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Come on, England.
Wow.
Ringer.
Wait a minute. Crank it up. Was I hearing the solo there? So that's a... Yeah. Wow. Dead Nuts on.
Scary.
Wow.
That's my love.
It's like you're possessed.
Let's do it again. Gotta do it again. That's beginner's luck.
Oh, that's not fair,
okay,
man.
Okay, you go. I'm gone.
Oh, hold on.
Immediate.
All right, do you got another song queued up there?
Immediate.
All right, going there. Okay, Marcia, okay. Drew's going immediate.
Instant.
What are you going?
I'm going 12.
All right, okay, go with it. You have an impulse. You got to trust your gut.
She's pretending she doesn't know this.
Let me tell you something. Hold on a second, Marcia.
Trust your gut on this.
Just listen to me. You have a gift for guessing accordion music, okay? Not everyone has that. You understand? You've been touched by God, all right? Never question your gut.
Okay.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo. You understand what I'm saying?
You snorted.
I'm snorting.
All right. Don't ever question yourself,
okay,
girl. You understand?
Okay. Never again.
Okay. So you're 12 seconds. Drew's at zero. I'm going right in between.
Six,
I'm going 6 seconds. Hold on. You ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
And go.
Uh-oh. Two.
6 seconds now.
Oh, no.
8 seconds.
Oh.
9 seconds. Oh. 9 seconds.
She's right in between you two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I won 6. You won 12. We land on 9. Wow.
Tiebreaker. Here you go.
Let's take a call. Drew, you're angry because you won immediate and you got burned. That's all.
I don't like that group.
I just won twice.
Sour grapes, Drew. Big goose egg for you, brother.
Let me tell you something.
This guy was on top of the accordion guessing world.
Yeah, as of yesterday.
Ryan, hi. Fickle
today,
finger
gone
fate.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cruel mistress.
Yeah.
The accordion music.
It really is. Yeah. Trying to handicap accordion music is a tough way to make a living.
It's a crap business.
It really is.
This one. Got a gift.
It's a gift. All right.
Yeah.
Rebecca?
Hi.
You're 24?
I am.
I'm sorry we didn't get to you earlier, but we had some important business.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, baby doll?
Well, first I want to say I really admire what you guys do. Stay on the air.
Yeah, it's important.
And I'm 24, and I've been sexually active since I was 18. I've been masturbating probably since I was 14, 15, something like that. I've had orgasms on my own pretty regularly, but whenever I have sex, I don't have orgasms. And whenever I try to have oral sex, I don't have orgasms then either. In fact, I find it rather irritating.
Hmm. Are you? Do you have multiple orgasms?
I'm not sure. I heard you mention that on a show a few weeks ago. How would you know?
No, that's not you then. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do. I'm actually married.
And is he trying to sort of... Are you able to sort of guide him through his oral sex, what he does to you?
Just whenever he goes down there, it's like nothing. Like, it just doesn't get
me. I have a suspicion it's him. That's my suspicion, because the fact that she's able to orgasm relatively easily, she's a one-timer, doesn't with intercourse, she should be able to have it with oral sex.
Well, okay, but let me say this. Feeling nothing is different than not enjoying it. So, you know, you would think that even if he was doing a horrible job, she would, feel something and might be able to guide him. Yes, Marcia.
Well, he's... Yeah.
Oh.
He's pretty sexually experienced. He's very sexually experienced.
All right, Drew.
Quite the wild youth.
But that doesn't mean he's any good, though.
Like, direct finger stimulation, it hurts, actually. I can't stand to have anyone touch me there.
And yet, how do you masturbate? How do you orgasm by yourself?
I mostly I use vibrators, external vibrators.
Why
don't you include that in
into the mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that? Well, yeah. Surprise, we're the first to think of that.
But that's what I'm saying, Rebecca. This is, it's almost bizarre that you haven't thought of that. It again leads me back to the point where I'm thinking, geez, she might not be comfortable expressing to her husband exactly what she needs done. Mm. They're thinking, oh, he's so experienced, he must know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm. How about it?
And he doesn't have a whole lot of pride in that area, like, oh, well, I'm so great. He's willing to learn and listen to me. It's just that I'm probably not vocal enough.
Yeah. All right.
Is there anything, any problems?
What's missing?
Were you abused or anything we have to know about to make this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So it's just really you're uncomfortable. A lot of women have really great difficulty discussing. They're so focused on making a man happy, the idea of turning it around and focusing on them is very difficult for some.
You don't have to really, first off, it's not like, you're up in the control tower and you're talking a guy down who's can't fly an airplane.
No.
It's just a little noise. Warmer. Warm, hot, molten.
I think this guy's getting a little retooling, though. I do.
I know, but you're so quick to jump on this guy.
I am. I know.
He's an experienced guy who evidently doesn't have much ego when it comes to this. She just can't tolerate it. She's not helping him.
Strangely, that she needs a certain something different.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Yeah.
What's this guy do for a living?
We're both in the Navy.
Oh. Hmm. What's he do? Boatswain.
He's underwater ordnance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wow.
Yeah. No, he does the surface to air stuff, but he's underwater.
Oh, I see.
That's the
something
twist.
Like that, yes.
And he's underwater ordnance. Yeah, like torpedoes?
Like mines.
Yeah, bombs.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And what do you do?
I'm in aviation.
All right. And
that narrows it down.
Will you guys go out on the same ship?
No, actually, right now we're stationed pretty far apart.
Okay, and there's no big issues.
Other than we don't live together presently, nothing.
All right, you sound, and let me tell you something. I hate to sound anti-American here, but when a young lady is in the Navy, something's wrong. Something happened.
Something went wrong.
Look, I get a lot of crap for this, especially during wartime, but. Close your eyes. Think about the guys you went to high school with who ended up enlisting. They weren't on the dean's list. You know what I mean? This is what you do. There's this very small minority of guys in the military that are actually career guys that went to Naval Academy or West Point or something. The bulk of the guys that are in there doesn't make what they do any less important. It's just they got out of high school. They didn't have a lot of options.
Let's ask why Rebecca went in. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca?
Yeah?
Why'd you join the Navy?
I wasn't sure where I wanted to go with my life. I'd had a couple of things happen.
What happened?
High school. I had a baby. Mm-hmm. I got pregnant about a year after high school. I gave him up for adoption.
Ooh, good for you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah?
He's wonderful. He's about to turn 5. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I was working at McDonald's. I was happy working at McDonald's.
All right.
That's a bad sign.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is what you do. You don't got anything cooking. It's not like, oh, your dad left you his publishing empire, or you're going to go to the NBA. No, I think I'm I'm going to join the Marines. No, it doesn't work that way. You got nothing going, you do it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Okay.
All right. So you're dealing with a population that oftentimes comes from, you know, broken families, a smattering of abuse. Things aren't working out so good, and they're smart enough at 19 to go join up, or 18 to go join up. But other than that, it's work at McDonald's and, you know, get married to somebody and get pregnant. That's what happens. Yeah?
So you're sort of saying two things at once.
I should have done it.
Right.
I was cleaning carpets and digging ditches.
Right.
You don't learn anything.
It's a good way to go.
I'm just saying you're dealing with a population that is, you know, not Harvard bound.
All right.
Best country in the world right here. Best fighting force in the world. Yeah. And you know what? They travel on their stomachs. Yeah, Army does.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They say an army travels on their stomach. That's all I know. I think it's
Napoleon
when
came up with that.
I think when they're crawling underneath that barbed wire thing is what they're talking about. Yeah,
it's
see
like
them
the
that
taggers.
Way. Yeah, whereas the terrorists, they travel on their hands because they're on those monkey bars. Always on the monkey bars. They always show us. They got that one piece of footage. Hey, look at them. They're on the monkey bar. Where's that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know, the plane they took over with the box cutter. Monkey bars?
Yeah.
Where are the monkey bars
coming? How many of those
coming?
Guys, yeah,
they must think
bars.
The United States is one set of monkey bars. Like, how do you get from, you know, downtown Manhattan up to the Upper West Side? Hey, monkey bars. You just can just hang on those bars. Like, they must think they made us like a form of transportation for us. Yeah?
Must be.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. What do you say?
Here we go.
Let's break it down.
Come on.
Let's get it on. Mark, let's go. Yeah, that's right. Bring it on. One for one or... Two for two, or at least one and a half for two.
You need a tiebreaker. You guys split that one.
Ace's accordion countdown.
New bands.
Wow, look at Drew.
Takes it very seriously.
Venting.
I'm upset.
Venting on engineer Michelle. Venting on her.
Cruel mistress.
Sweet, he's just lashing out.
So you all forget me now, right?
No, you're right.
You remember this face now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Marsha Thomason. That's right.
Yeah. The sound beating you just got.
She did play football, I think. That's not football.
She's going to have another period, watch out. Get her fired up. Oh, yes. I've seen it happen. All right, what do you have? Do you have something queued up there?
Okay, guys, I'll be the referee on this one. You guys
bet. This is the rubber
match.
Because
I'm out.
All right. You want
Marcia,
me to
ladies first.
Okay, ladies first?
Please.
Okay.
I'm going to say eight again.
Eight seconds. I go nine. I'm over.
Yeah.
And then I get anything over.
Anything under, you're screwed. And you know that Ranchero music.
And I'm going seven.
Yeah.
I'm going seven.
I guess it's bad.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think that's it.
It's in.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Right, we got to win. We got a winner. Yeah! Yeah! F yeah! Yeah!
F yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
F yeah.
F yeah.
F yeah.
Woo! Immediate. See, Drew, you would have gone in immediate.
Absolutely.
You would have won it.
Absolutely.
Wow. But eight, good call. Good, solid call.
You win some, you lose some.
She's human.
Jeff?
She's human after all, Adam.
I guess so. Jeff?
Yeah.
23?
Yep.
You've been married for 2 months.
Yep.
You have sex with your wife, but you can't orgasm?
Sometimes. It's happened about a dozen times.
How long have you been dating her?
Dating her for 6 years.
And you guys been having sex most of that time?
Nope, not until we got married.
All right, so it's been two
you
months.
You waited all that time.
Wow.
And are you on any medications?
Nope.
Any medical problems?
No, none at all.
Whose idea was it to wait? Hers?
Both of us.
Both of you. So you're religious?
Yep.
What's your religion?
Covenant religion.
Oh, what's that one? Which?
Covenant. It's Protestant.
Oh, I see. I think I'm Coven. Yeah.
Covenant.
Okay, and no sex before marriage.
Right.
All right, and now you guys are married, and so you've only been having sex for 2 months.
When you masturbate, or when you were sort of trying to not have sex with your wife, you were masturbating, I imagine, yes?
Yeah.
And would it take a long time for you by yourself?
No, not really. Not too much. I just... Mm-hmm.
Do you feel nervous or anxious when you're with your wife?
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Quite comfortable, but it's just, it seems like when we try to have sex at a faster pace, which is what she needs to reach orgasm, it just doesn't work for me.
Well, there you go. That's
But it has worked a number of times, right?
Oh yeah.
This is that work it out phase. They're still working it out phase.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to work, Jeff. It takes a while to work it out.
Plus, you guys, and I got to say this to Marcia.
2 months. It could take you 6 more months to grease it. So
and that's
speak.
What I'm saying to Marcia. When we hit the road,
the booger road,
when we hit the boogering highway, don't expect us to, mash. You know, in California or Nevada or even Arizona.
He's managing expectation now.
What I'm saying is we'll start hitting our stride like a dance couple, like a couple that hasn't worked out. We'll start hitting our stride around the middle of the country.
By the time you hit those...
It's a big country.
Those riverboats in Missouri, Mississippi.
That might be a little early, actually.
No,
you're going to build expectations.
I'm optimistic about you guys.
All right, so yeah, somewhere around KC, I think I'm going to start coming into my own. And then it's going to be fast free fall after that, though, because I start tapering off pretty quick after that, too.
He returns to his usual pace.
Jeez, you really sold it to me. I can't wait.
That doesn't matter, because I have endless... I have an MP3 player with 13,000 Ranchero songs that I hook. I use a cassette adapter. I hook it right into the stereo, and we'll just
play this game.
We'll be listening. We'll be playing Accordion Countdown all the way across the country. It'll be awesome.
I imagine it's a lot of pressure to be with someone for 6 years and to wait to have sex and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And relationship, think about it. When people are together, they sort of work it out. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Neither of these two have ever worked it out with anybody. Right. So they've got to kind of work out not just their own thing, but also their coupling thing.
Yeah.
And, she knows what she... The fact that she can have an orgasm with intercourse is a positive thing. Yeah, it's good. She needs a certain style of stimulation. They have to sort of balance it out.
Oh, yeah. And, yes, worse, if you'd met 2 months and a day ago and started having sex, it would be easier than knowing each other for 6 years and then having sex after that 6 years. So you guys are fine.
No, they're great.
You'll land on
your
feet.
It's going to work out.
Your kids are great.
Just concentrate on working it out, figuring it out.
That's right. Maybe Carrie Elwes was on the show. Maybe he has been on the show before.
Is he the guy from England?
He's the guy from England.
That brought his family here.
Maybe brought his family?
He plays the bad... There are two guys in Princess Diaries.
Yeah. No, he's
Princess
the he's
Bride.
Princess
Mom.
Bride.
Princess
beg your pardon. Bride.
He's the good one. He's the prince.
Okay. Then we had the other one.
We did.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw him last week. I can't remember.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
Okay. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Andre's passed on.
He's dead, dudes.
He's great, though, because he was a huge guy, and people would tell stories about him. Like, he would sit down, he would eat 11 chickens and drink 3 cases of wine. And he loved the ladies. I don't know. There's something about guys that are really short or really big. They love the ladies. So I was like, all right, what do I got to do, vomit? What do you mean he loved the ladies? He's 18 inches tall. He loved them. It's like your mind starts going in these bizarre places. He loved the ladies. Hervé Villachez, a tattoo from Love a Fantasy Island. Love the ladies. I think people are trying to freak you out in their own way. Like, look, I mean, Drew, you love the ladies, right? No, I said, Dr. loves the ladies. So I got a picture of an 800-pound guy on top of, like, what, how many, 6 women? Or he loved the ladies. So it's weird. They always say that about every midget. Hervé. Yeah, Hervé. Like, picture him crawling inside a woman and running around like he's on a hamster wheel or something.
Boy.
He loved the ladies. And then once in a while, they throw you this one, too. He loved the ladies. And the ladies loved him. okay. I got to take a shower.
I love me a midget.
I'm taking a shower. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. There ain't enough loofah in this country for me to get clean from that last guy. He loved the ladies. Okay, weirdo. Do I need to know the guy's sex life? Is there any normal-sized guy who loved the ladies? All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Marcia Thomason here tonight from Las Vegas. Monday night's NBC, 9 o'clock. Quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Marcia Thomason is here tonight.
She is
from the hit series Las Vegas, NBC, Monday nights, 9 o'clock. See Jimmy Kahn and Nikki Cox, dear friend, Molly Sims, dear friend.
And, am I a dear friend now?
You will be.
You could be competing with him a little bit. You may have a grudge.
No.
Once the buggering begins, it'll be fine.
Wow. Gonna hang on to
She's
that, baby.
She's gonna be with us for a while.
Yeah. Sarah.
Hi. First of all, I want to say I thought I was totally on top of this, but apparently we get a delayed broadcast. Mm-hmm. So, last night, Dr. Drew was talking about memory problems in people who've been sexually abused.
We were talking about blocked memories, yeah, and then that is not a common thing.
I was sexually abused. Like, there's documentation. There was a court case. Right. Like, it's documented I was abused.
Okay.
The guy didn't get convicted because they couldn't prove it was definitely him, which was horrible. But,
well, did you know it was definitely him?
I don't anymore. I did then. They had me testify. I was 6 years old. I testified.
Yeesh.
But I can't remember anything from before I was, like, 8 years old now.
Okay.
And I have other problems, and I'm wondering if they're related memory problems where, like, I can't remember conversations I have day to day.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not on any medication.
Do you have any medical problems?
Uh-uh. No.
Huh.
And, like, I do fine in school, but it's, like, conversations, and it's affecting my relationship with my husband, and...
Ooh, 19 with my husband.
I don't know.
Wow. Do you dissociate easily? Do you know what I mean by that? Where you sort of kind of fade out or go out of body kind of thing?
Yeah, and I used to more when I was a kid.
Okay, so that dissociative biology is something that will... You need that to be treated. Okay, you need to see a therapist who's used to treating trauma survivors, because what happens when you've been traumatized, particularly at a young age, is you sort of learn to shut down. And that shutdown reaction starts to happen across a broad range of stress. In other words, anytime you're uncomfortable or somebody talks to you strangely, you'll click out, you'll freeze. And that in that situation, memory doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I don't have a problem with rote memory. Like, I remember birthdays and telephone numbers.
And no, listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't remember conversations. Like, if I'm, like, talking to my boyfriend and then he's like, don't you remember I told you my work schedule
yesterday? Interpersonal.
Why waste your breath, by the way? She's not going to remember
answers,
this.
Yeah.
No, she's not going to remember the conversation.
In an interpersonal context where there is stress, you may be dissociative, and your memory won't work very well.
Well,
and
let
being
me ask,
dissociative is not a good, healthy thing. You're going to have problems because of that, and so you need to get that treated.
Why are you married so young?
It's common law. He and I have a daughter together who's 4. We live together. We're both college students.
Hold on. You have a daughter who's 4?
Yeah. We're both parents. We've been together for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's an abuse survivor too, right?
Mm. No, he's not.
What's he doing? I mean, so you were pregnant at 14 or 15?
14.
14. Wow. And that's considered an old maid in this country.
Oh,
yeah.
In Adams, America.
Most women pregnant by 8 or 9. Mm. Sure. Yeah. My mom's 39. Yeah. I'm actually a year older.
Really...
The pastor. Sarah. All right. How old is your husband?
He's also 19. We're both in college.
It's common law, husband. You didn't have a ceremony?
No, because we get more financial aid if we're not married.
Okay.
Like, I see. If we don't file taxes together.
So you live together, is that what?
Are you in a college?
Yeah, we live in an apartment together. We're both students. I'm an English major.
What college?
He's a physics major at the Colorado School of Mines.
School of Mines?
Mines, M-I-N-E-S. It's an engineering
mime.
School. Mines. Coal mine.
Oh, really? He's a school of mines. First off, seems like a seems like you're gonna get like black lung during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah,
and
it's like a turn of the century.
Who teaches your statistic class? A guy named Cookie with a long beard. He's old timer. Yo, there's gold. He's got him.
Weaver.
Yeah, no, he's got. Yeah, and the...
Charlie Weaver is the dean of students.
Yeah, dean of students is a donkey. It's an old mule. I had to pull him around all the time. Sounds like crazy. What do they got? The snack shack. I got stream water and dried salmon. Roots. Sounds like a bad place to...
Sarsaparilla.
Name of the football team is the Shafts. Ooh.
Give him the Shaft.
That's a good name. Wait a minute. You could do worse than Shaft.
Yeah, you could. You'd call him Lord Jeffs.
Yeah. What you talking about?
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Shaft. You know, the thing that's great about the Shaft song is he doesn't sing song when he responds to the backup singers. Like, he doesn't go, "Who's the baddest mother? Shut your mouth." He doesn't go, "Just talking about Chef." He's just like, "Who's the baddest? Shut your mouth. Just talking about Chef." Like, what? Like they actually cut in, you know?
It's a conversation.
Yeah, I love the beginning, too. It's like, "Who's the private dick? Who's the sex machine to all the chicks? Chef. But no one understands him but his lady." It's like, huh?
His woman.
Yeah, his woman. His woman.
But his woman's okay with him being with all the chicks?
Sex machine to all the chicks?
Very liberal.
All of them? No, he's got the one lady who understands him.
Oh, God.
Understand? Is this while he's banging, like, her sister and her friend? When is the understanding part? That was a good 70s movie. Icon when you know you get to go bang as many women as you want, but there's one chick who knows you. She knows you. Oh yeah, she knows you. She knows you like to bang other women too, but she knows you. She's there.
She knows the real you.
She's past it.
The real you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a sex machine to all the chicks. Yeah. Yeah. All right, John Shaft. I like to work his first name in. All right, that's another one of those movie things, which is if a guy's got a cool last name. Like, you know, he's a cop and his name is Justice Breaker or something like that. His first name has to be John because it makes it plausible.
Right.
See?
Right.
Shaft, what kind of name is John's his first name. I could see that. He didn't try to get something the first name.
And the guy always has to be called by his last name.
Oh, yeah. So always by the last name. But first name, John. Yeah. See? That's realistic.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. If his name was like Rock or Justice
Gaylord.
Or Gaylord.
Gaylord
Shaft would be name a good bar.
Can you dig it?
Gaylord Shaft.
Shut your mouth.
He's a private dick who's buggering all the guys.
He's Gaylord.
He's Gaylord Shaft. Wash your ass.
God.
Just talking about Gaylord. Sarah?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Yeah. Marcia got me going in a weird direction there. I don't know what she was talking about.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he goes to a mining school?
It's an engineering school. It's actually, like, the third most prestigious engineering school in the country. They have,
really?
Like, their own particle accelerator.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the mine school, what's the MINE?
Did it not? Was it not a military thing at one time?
I don't think so. But we do feed in a lot of our graduates feed into Lockheed Martin.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And where do you go?
I go to Metropolitan State College. It's just a state college in the middle of Denver.
I actually spoke there. It's got a.
Oh, really?
That's it's right in the middle. It's by the stadiums, sort of, and it's.
Yeah, it's like down by the.
There's like three schools. There's like three schools there, though, right?
Yeah, I go to Metro. There's also the Community College and the CU Denver branch.
That's right. All right. Metro's the good.
All right. Well, wow. Never seen teen parents doing so well scholastically.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so.
We work our butts off all the time. I would never recommend our path to anyone ever.
Okay, all right. Don't get preachy. So your memory, how about some therapy for the atrocities of the past?
You got to get some treatment for this.
Yeah, I was in therapy before, and I just. You know, when I was younger and then I moved away from the town I was living in and, like, I just hit a really bad patch in my life. And then I moved into Denver and I got into one really bad relationship and then...
No, right.
You're doing this, sir. You're doing great. You're doing great, but you still have that tendency to dissociate.
He's a complicated man.
You have to see someone
no one understands
has
him.
Has some expertise in dealing with that problem.
Lady?
Woman.
John Shaft.
You're damn right.
Oh, you know, I swear I did watch Shaft. I watched about an hour of Shaft when I was up north about 6 months ago. Not a great movie. You realize ton of mileage out of the soundtrack, ton of mileage out of the name, and
the
just sort
the
of...
Beginning, that beginning has aired many, many times.
Right, right. When you watched a movie, the budget must have been $35,000. Like, the sound was horrible, it wasn't done right, it was just sort of ridiculously bad, and really had nothing going on. It was a B-movie, B-minus type movie, just got right place, right time, right name.
But also B-minus in the 70s was just... just ridiculous.
That was an A.
Comedy.
All right.
Here we go. Keep going.
Where
Tony,
are we going?
Tony.
Where are we going?
Tony.
Talking to Tony?
Yeah.
Talking to Tony. Here we go. Let's break it down. Tony, there we go now. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Hold on. What happened to those particle accelerators? Remember, we're going to smash atoms or protons
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
What are we getting? Where's the
getting
electricity?
Oh, no.
I want something.
That's different.
I want free energy.
Oh, you want to get fusion out
I
of
want
that.
Fusion.
Yeah, I see.
Well, no, they built the
linear
huge
accelerators, yeah. That's how they've been able to study subatomic particles and whatnot.
Where's the physics car? Where's the car that runs off of my urine? You know what I mean? What's going on?
Where's the Back to the Future car?
Where's the freebie stuff? Yeah, yeah. Where's the perpetual motion stuff? Where's the battery that never wears out?
Keep holding your breath.
Where is it?
Hey, you got the 30 hours on the MP3 player and the phones now. I mean, it's amazing.
MP3. Yeah. The one, the 30-hour battery with the 13,000 songs. It doesn't work with my Mac, that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Using it for doorstop. Yeah.
My kids will use it.
No way.
My kids are fighting over the one I've got.
Sorry. Tony, I was going to give it to him until I found out they wanted it.
122 minutes.
Wow. Tony. Oh, Tony could have fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Tony's been on hold for 122 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
Tony.
Let's listen. Tony sounds like...
I can hear him snoring a little bit.
Yeah, but he seems like the kind of guy we'd really hear him sleeping, you know, don't you think?
Tony's the name of a guy
who produce
sleeping disorder, yeah.
Tony...
You know, it's funny. He's calling from Anaheim. Anaheim, I was telling you the other night, the best cities to sleep in, Minneapolis, Minnesota, number one. Number two, Anaheim.
Well, he's clearly asleep.
Case example.
That's right.
Let's take a break.
He's spearheading the whole thing. Yeah, let's take a break. Marcia Thomason here tonight from... And by the way, Marcia, I know you well, but I always have to look down because I'm scared I'm going to call you Thompson.
Yeah, Sunshine.
Or Thompson.
It's funny because that's never happened to me before.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Marsh Thompson here, Las Vegas, everyone. Monday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC. Quick break. Be right back. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Loveline. Yeah. Got to get it on. Woo! Freak out. Tell you what. Yeah, Marsha Thomason is here tonight.
Oh.
Las Vegas, everybody. Name of her show. Monday nights, NBC, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. And what's going on in the movie world? We've got the Haunted Mansion coming out. I'm sure it's out on DVD now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's out on DVD already.
What else? Anything brewing? Anything
I did
cooking?
An independent movie called The Nickel Children about child prostitution.
They're
just getting that ready to try and do the festival circuit. So I just had a film, Pure, in the Hollywood Film Festival.
And would you, if you had your druthers, would you just exclusively do films or do you enjoy doing a series?
I enjoy doing the series. I like the, yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
That's no.
She likes steady work.
Like steady work.
No, I like the regularity of it because, like, with what I do, you never know what you're going to be doing from one day to the next. And I kind of like, you know, having a place to go. I've got a little office.
A structure,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's your sound stage?
Culver City.
Oh.
Sony?
Your Sony?
No, they converted a warehouse into a casino. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it looks like a casino.
You been there?
I've seen it on TV where it looks like a casino.
Right, right.
And if you think about it, you know, I think that's one of the few things that people don't know, which is they'll take a sewer system and build the sewer system.
Right, right.
They'll take a casino, they'll build a casino, they'll take a boat, they'll build a boat.
Right, right.
Anything but try to light and put cameras
in the real thing.
Well, and especially in a casino, you couldn't do it.
Well, we shot the pilot at the Mandalay Bay. And it was kind of a nightmare because, you know, the place never sleeps, so there's patrons everywhere.
And you're drunken idiots from Ohio.
Exactly. And we were having to film at stupid o'clock, you know, because that was when it was quieter, and it was just...
Right.
It's just not easy.
And by the way, if you're waiting for the casino to quiet down in Vegas, you know, it's like, well, it's 9:30 at night. Things should be settling down. I mean, you got to go. You get somewhere between, like, 4:15 a.m. and 6 a.m. or something.
That's about it.
I would imagine it's probably better at 7 a.m. than it is at 4 a.m.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It may be like 4:30 to 6.
Everyone I know sort of somewhere around 4 or 5 finally goes and passes out. And the people that come down early to gamble at 7, that's a frightening. That's a fanny pack group there. Those are guys with the funky knees.
Yeah.
Weird knees.
Fat knees.
Fat knees, but yeah, showing them off like jowls in the knees.
Look at my knees.
Weird rubbery knees, and you're thinking, knees on display. First off, we're inside. Where are you going in those shorts? You running a track meet? Put some goddamn pants on.
Put them away.
Plus, if I had knees like that, I would not only be wearing long pants, but be wearing knee pads. Just in case something happened. You know, I'd be wearing like Tyler's knee pads. I'd be wearing catcher shin guards with those things on. Are you kidding? I look like one of the Warriors is what I would look like. I can't believe you're wearing shorts with that. And it's that great. It's that fanny pack. It's the shorts. It's the sandals. What is it with when you get a little bit older, you got to start sporting sandals and shorts everywhere, even though you never go outdoors?
Because you don't give an ass anymore.
You don't care. Yes. Everyone can kiss your ass. Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
You don't
care. I like fanny packs. And in England, we call them bum bags because we don't call the derriere the fanny.
Oh, you don't?
No.
They call it the bum.
We call the front bum the fanny.
The front bum, the fanny. Oh, okay. So the rear end is... Well, hold on.
Is this a woman's front bum?
Yeah.
Only a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this right. The rear end is the bum. We know that. Mm-hmm. I'm hip to that.
The vulva is the fanny.
The front end, the vagina is the
vulva,
fanny?
The vulva, again.
The vagina.
Just call it the vagina, Drew. We're not all med students here. That's the fanny. Wow.
Yeah.
So she's got like, if you went like, oh yeah, she got a
vulva pack.
She got a leather fanny pack.
Yeah.
The person might hit you, right? Like, yeah. I think you're calling her vagina old. Pack. Yeah. Oh. Vagina pack would work too.
When you think about it, I guess it's about the same.
You put a little Velcro on the end so the nickels don't fall out.
Right.
All right. You ready to go?
Here we go.
Fanny's
Michelle,
the front.
Michelle just got your joke.
Jerry?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, that Michelle. Yeah. Sorry. What's happening, Jerry?
I've been with this girl for about 6 months, and lately our sexual intercourse has been poor.
Hmm. You're 24.
Yes.
Is she your first girlfriend?
No.
And what do you mean it's been poor?
I've just been through a divorce, and this is my second.
Okay. Are you from England, too?
No. I'm a Latino.
Oh, okay. All right. Always off.
Yeah, it's shocking.
All right. And you got divorced, and...
What do you mean it's been poor?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Excuse me?
What do you mean it's been poor? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, you know, my stamina is not so like before, you know. It's just all of a sudden, just one time and that's it. I can't really get erected again.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of guys can't get it going again, but the idea is to try to stretch it out a little. But if that's your time, that's your time. Do you give her oral sex?
I give her everything.
All right.
Yeah, but focus on the oral sex. That may be... where you spend most of your time.
Do you like ranchero music?
Yes, I do.
You do? All right. And you probably think you know a little something about it.
Yeah, but I'll probably ruin the moment.
No, I don't. Oh, well, yeah, no, don't play the ranchero.
No, no, Adam wants to challenge you.
You don't play that when you're trying to get down.
No.
No, you play that when you're trying to hit a piñata, not a chick. You know what I mean?
Mariachi band, yeah.
Yeah. Now, hold on there, Jerry. Just hold on a second. Jerry has a cultural step up on us.
Well, so challenge him.
All right. I'm going to call him out. And I think we're all going in on this.
Let us down.
Jerry, you call yourself a Latino, right?
I'm Mexican. That's right.
Yeah. I was going to say that, but I didn't want Michelle to get mad. Okay. All right. So you know the ranchero music, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You know your way around an accordion, yes?
A little bit. A
little bit. We're going to play a little something called Ace's Mexican Music Accordion Countdown. All right. Now, here's how the game is played. Engineeress Michelle has the ranchero music loaded up, and we estimate how long in a random song before we hear the accordion. All right, Jerry?
All right.
All right. I'm going 7 seconds.
No problem.
I'm going... Oh, is it just you two?
Yeah. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead.
Sorry.
What do you got?
Eight. I like eight.
You're going eight?
Yeah.
All right. You're going eight? Jerry, what do you got?
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Right, and I've been shamed multiple times tonight, but I'll just throw my hat in the ring at 3 seconds.
I kind of repent that. I might want to say 5 seconds to the accordion.
Five seconds.
I'm going three.
All right, Drew's got three. The J-Man's got five. Ace has picked seven, and the Emster has eight. All right.
All right.
Well, hold on. I gotta get the clock queued up here. Otherwise,
I can name that accordion.
You ready? All right.
All right.
Three. Hold on. Two. One. Go. Oh, yeah. Seven seconds.
Oh.
7 seconds. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
You think you're so good.
Dead nuts on 7 seconds. Pow!
Humbled.
Wow. Hey,
well, you're from L.A., man.
That's right, brother. That's right. I know Ranchero over here.
I'm a northern Mexican over here.
Yeah, that's right. I don't need,
no excuses,
you know.
Jerry.
I may
no
be
excuses.
A gringo, but I know my Ranchero music, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, bring it on.
I'm just trying to see what's going on here with me and my...
No, I understand.
We're
I understand.
The oral sex is where you need to spend your time a little bit. And don't worry so much about how long you're lasting with the intercourse part.
Yeah.
Just to focus on her and what she needs, not your performance so much. Just try to respond to her specifically.
Wow. Let me say this about the Ace Man and the Ranchero music. When I was looking at the clock... I even forgot I'm such an idiot because I went first that I did seven. I was writing everyone's stuff, and I was staring at the clock. It went at 37, eight. Went 7 seconds, dead nuts on, and I shouted out, and, you know, what can I say about myself that hasn't been said, you know, in regards to Ranchero music already?
We could wax on, but yeah. Will you hear that, Michelle?
Getting turned on. Can't wait to get on the road.
Wait till we hit the road. Wait till we hit the trail. Buggering Ranchero music's going to be huge. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Well, our new favorite guest, Marcia Thomason.
Woo!
Fantabulous, baby. You are wonderful.
Thanks. Am I a dear, dear friend now?
Dear friend.
Oh, yeah.
13 or 14 deers in there. You're welcome back anytime, sweetie P. Vegas, Las Vegas, name of the show, NBC, 9 o'clock Monday nights. All right, I want to thank, Ziggy? Phone screener Ziggy.
For running out to Vegas to pick up the porn for you.
He's on the road. He's listening on the radio. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a fantabulous job. Of course, the magic fingered one, engineer Anderson.
Whatever.
I want to give a special thanks to our engineer out here, Michelle, who brought in the Tejano music and the Ranchero stuff, who laughs at all my jokes. Never seen it. 9 years I've been here. Never seen so much as a smile from anyone who worked here.
I know, it's disorienting, isn't it?
I can't focus. Yeah. Fantastic.
You're
funny. Yeah, baby. That's right. You're getting a raise. All right. And I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job. And, of course, senior producer Ann. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.